Changing Mentalities. Project 1. Waste Not, Want Not.
Welcome to Society Special. Today's debate is about freeganism. Participants, known as freegans, have one main goal: to buy as little as possible. This is Jake Hewson. He's a freegan.
Hello, Warren.
And that is Cindy Rosen, who cannot understand how you can become a freegan.
Hi there.
You've been on the radio before, haven't you?
No.
Well, let the debate begin. Jake, do you want to start?
Thank you, Warren. First of all, I would like to make one thing clear. Freegans are not necessarily poor people. We have just chosen to minimize our participation in the consumer economy.
So it all comes down to purchasing nothing and finding everything you need in other people's trash. I think that's a bit easy, isn't it?
I totally disagree. This is all about being responsible citizens and recycling. You know, when I go out on garbage day and see all the stuff that people throw away, I think it's outrageous. Yesterday, for example, I found a lot of fresh fruit, a few unopened cans of vegetables, and even a little cheese. I also got a few pairs of nice shoes, and items of clothing that just needed cleaning, and pieces of furniture that I was easily able to mend.
Yeah, right. So basically, freeganism just equals dumpster diving, doesn't it?
That's completely wrong. There are many freegans who don't search garbage cans for recyclable materials. People who garden, for example, or people who share or exchange things. And there are a lot of dumpster divers who aren't freegans, aren't there?
But why can't you just go shopping in stores like anyone else? I mean, I don't see why buying things should be considered evil, especially as most of you do have a job. It's just normal life, isn't it?
Nonsense. There is so much perfectly good stuff that goes to waste. People should definitely throw fewer items away.
Yes, but...
Well, we can't get you both to agree tonight, can we? But it was interesting talking to you both. Thank you very much.